Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneurs Club, a weekly program dedicated to innovation and entrepreneurship. Every Monday afternoon, your host, Kip Marlowe, will feature interviews and commentary with real-world entrepreneurs and topical guests that help you understand the fundamental principles of entrepreneurship, as well as what it takes to transform an idea into a new venture. Our ultimate mission is to encourage, inspire, and teach entrepreneurship everywhere. And now, here is your host, Kip Marlowe.
Welcome aboard, everybody. This is Kip Marlowe, and this is Entrepreneurs Club Radio, and we've got a great show for you today. If you want to learn how to start a business, if you want to learn how to grow a business, or especially today, if you want to learn how to lead a business on to greater heights, you've really tuned into the right place. And leadership as a topic for today is not just for business. Leadership in various ways or various places is extremely important, and the fundamentals are the same. For example, we're going to talk a lot about leading a company, but you can lead a nonprofit organization, you can lead a public organization, and quite honestly, you can also be the leader of your family. Just use some of these tools. Learn just a few of them today from our very special guest, and it will work out well for you. Just a couple of housekeeping things. If you want to tune in on listen to us streaming live, just go to WELW.com and click on the air. If you want to listen to us on your smartphone, just click on mobile. And go to the smartphone you use, click on that, and voila, you are listening instantaneously. Now, folks, for the main event. Our special guest today is Nabi Lewandowski. He's currently an author and a keynote speaker. But his history goes beyond these, in fact, well beyond these. He was a great high school and college pitcher, notably at Kent State University. Then he went on to play professional baseball. However, entrepreneurship was in his blood, so he became a CPA, starting a firm that ended up with over, Nabi, you had over 30 CPAs working for you, didn't you?
Well, we had on an overall basis, we had 38 people with us.
Okay, all right. Over the years, Nabi's become an expert in the skill of entrepreneurship, whether in the business world or, as I said earlier, in the public sector or nonprofit organizations. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Nabi, welcome.
I am very, very happy to be here, especially being on the radio, having a speech impediment, which I've had since I was six years old. It is not often that you have a chance to speak on the radio. People often say, isn't it amazing that you have overcome your disability? I say I have broken down the superficial barriers that are placed upon people who stutter. My stutter is not a disability, it's a challenge. And once people overall recognize that many of these things that they are looking for sympathy for is just a challenge, it's amazing what is able to happen.
Well, it has happened, and I mentioned earlier, Nabi, that you are a keynote speaker for many organizations, and if I remember correctly, you do a little singing when you keynote speak, don't you?
Oh, yes. Biggest reason is when I begin speaking, I usually end up singing either New York, or yes. For once in my life, I found someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long, and then I say... after that, that I stutter. So listen to what I say, not the way I say it. And I end up by saying, I do not want any sympathy because as a CPA, I got paid by the hour. So
you can kind of bring a sentence out a little longer than normal. Right,
right, that's right. Right.
Nabi, when you were younger, you played a lot of sports, but your biggest sport was baseball. You were a very good pitcher in both high school and at Kent State University. Has that played into your career at all?
Well, what you learn by being an athlete is that you can have the very best pitcher, but if you don't have a shortstop that's going to pick up those ground balls, or that third baseman that's going to get that base hit when you have to have it. So what you really, really learn as an athlete and through entrepreneurship and leadership, etc., is that it's we. As a pitcher, a pitcher does not win a baseball game. He has to have his batters score runs, mm-hmm. his outfielders run after well hit fly balls, and on and on and on. So once an entrepreneur and or a leader learns learn that it is more than me, because just as a leader, I am not an island. I cannot be successful.
Sure.
I have to surround myself with the people who will make up for my inadequacies. I once saw that there's a business people heard of called RPM. Well, Mr. Sullivan had a great, great phrase. He says, hire the best people you can find, agree on what has to be accomplished, and leave them alone.
Interesting. Let them do their job. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think that's really great. So so what you're really saying is part of leadership is all about team.
Right. It's once I heard someone say, and this is absolutely right, as an entrepreneur and as a leader, successes belong to everyone, but failures belongs to me as the entrepreneur or the leader, because I was the one who made an effort to convince these people on what ought to happen.
You know, it's really interesting, and I've always had this philosophy. I don't know whether I'm right or I'm wrong, but you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. But I think entrepreneurs and people who actually achieve a lot of things, and not just money, but they achieve value, they build value, they fail their way to success, Nabi. They make decisions that are wrong all the time.
Well, one thing I will often say when I'm having presentations to entrepreneurs or leaders is that you must have long-term goals to keep you from being frustrated by your short-term
failures. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, that is so true. I never thought of it that way. You need to have long-term goals to keep from being frustrated
by your short-term failures.
By your short-term failures.
Even a baseball player, he will make an out 7 of the 10 times he's at the bat. And if you're wrong 7 out of 10 times, you can end up into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You can, that's right. And that's like one extra hit a week.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Easy as all that.
Yeah, it really is easy. I hear the music back there, so we got to leave pretty soon. But we're gonna come back, Nabi, and I wanna talk about the essence of leadership. I wanna talk about ethics and some of the things that you've written about in various chapters of books and so on. So
sure.
We're gonna try to do that. We got about 30 seconds left, and I just wanted to mention, at least in my view, that leadership is the most important part of running an organization.
Yeah, and the successful entrepreneur, as me, I've always said, you have want to be successful as much as you want to inhale oxygen.
Okay, very good. This is Kip Marlowe on Entrepreneurs Club Radio. We're with Nabi Lewandowski. We'll be back in a flash.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google unveiled the Moto X, its newest flagship phone, and a device that Google's executive chairman Eric Schmidt said offers the best of Android. But does it work for you? The Moto X isn't meant to be a top-tier phone and compete with the big guns like Samsung's Galaxy S4, but it's more powerful than an iPhone 5, and it has a bigger screen, too. The Moto X will launch in about a month on all major U.S. carriers from $199 with a two-year contract, and AT&T customers can even choose from a handful of different colors. The phone's most innovative feature is its touchless control. The Moto X is always listening for you to say, "Okay, Google now," and ready to help you do just about anything you want without having to touch the phone. Now, the Moto X isn't for diehard techies who need the absolute latest and greatest, but if you just want the best of what Android has to offer, the Moto X delivers. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shared Time Human Resource Management is one of Cleveland's finest HR firms. Glenn LeVar, its CEO, specializes as a small business owner's complete part-time human resource department. He has decades of experience in the areas of developing employee handbooks, recruitment, management training, compensation, benefits, counseling on personnel issues, and documentation. The goal is to minimize the business owner's risk and potential litigation. For an appointment, call Glenn at 440-979-10.
Are entrepreneurs born, or do they become that way? Is an entrepreneur hiding inside of you? The best way to find out or to become more successful is by learning from other successful entrepreneurs. Radio host Kip Marlowe's new book, Entrepreneurs, Success and Sacrifice, gathers stories of people who have transformed ideas and hobbies into lucrative businesses. Culled from Entrepreneurs Club radio interviews, this motivational book reveals the secrets on chasing and catching dreams. Your success starts at ecrsuccess.com. That's ecrsuccess.com.
Crave at the new Holiday Inn in Mentor hosts Trivia Night. Every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m., join me, Steve Newman, and WELW's lovely Linda at Crave.
Win great prizes, enjoy food and drink specials, and have fun Wednesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. at Crave. Inside the new Holiday Inn on Route 306 in Mentor.
Spend the night with the unforgettable voice of five-time Grammy winner Michael McDonald. Michael McDonald is performing at the historic Kane Park in Cleveland Heights on August 18th. Tickets are on sale now. Buy at any Ticketmaster outlet, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone. 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000. Michael McDonald, August 18th at Kane Park.
Everybody get up, everybody come down. There's a place for everyone in town. Lake County Fairground.
A week of family fun starts Tuesday, August 13th.
Lake County Fairground.
Free admission for all till 3 on Tuesday with a special Ladies' Day program at 11 a.m. There's other days for kids, seniors, veterans, and Latinos, plus truck and tractor pulls, motocross and harness racing, demolition derby, daily jungle terry, and live music show and more.
Lake County Fairground.
The Lake County Fair, presented by Pat O'Brien Chevrolet.
Lake County Fairground.
6 days of family fun, music, food, rides, animals, flowers, exhibitors, loads of fun for all ages. See the daily activity schedules at lakecountyfair.org.
Join Asa Cox for her show, Home. Helping others means everything. It's live from our community, about our community, and all it has to offer. So tune in every Tuesday afternoon at 3, right here on the Talk of the Town, AM 1330, WELW.
Going on. You're listening to Entrepreneurs Club Radio, and the first song played on American Bandstand exactly 56 years ago today. Whole lot of shaking going on. What do you think of that, Nobby?
Well,
Do you remember that? Were you too young back then?
No, no. No, I am 76, and I think I'm 50, but I remember those rock and roll songs very well, because I remember at a very early age asking myself, how do you make out with a chick if you... if you have a speech impediment. I said, oh, well, I know how. I'll learn how to rock and roll and cha-cha and polka and a ballroom. So while I was at the Kent State University, I actually gave dancing lessons, and I ended up into every sorority house on campus.
Oh, that's fantastic. A whole lot of singing going on by Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Is it Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yes.
That's fantastic. That was really good. I think we better get back to the topic, though. What do you think, Nami? Let's talk about it. We were talking a little bit about failure just before the break. You want to mention something about that?
Yeah. Well, many entrepreneurs, I feel, become very discouraged by a failure. Well, I know that I learned more when I pitched a baseball game that I lost than what you win. So I have always said a single failure, that can teach us more than one dozen successes if you are humble enough to just learn from your mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has ideas. Everyone has a picture. But do you really want to pay the price to bring that to a success? Like there are many, many entrepreneurs who have many ideas. What is really significantly important is how many of those ideas you actually make happen.
Wow. You know, I talked to somebody a while ago that is involved in a small business incubator.
Yeah.
And he said that every idea that comes through his door is a good idea. The question is, can you execute that idea?
That's why I say, and I am presently heading up at advisory boards for 8 businesses, and we say exactly that, and we don't ever let anyone in that meeting be the devil's advocate, because you often hear, let me be the devil's advocate.
Sure,
well,
sure.
We don't want any yes. devil's advocate. We want everyone to feel. I want to express my thoughts, why I think this will work, why it will not work, and then you get input off of everyone, and that's the way you make things happen.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the essence of leadership, Nabi, and you've seen this probably more than most people, but is ethics where it all begins?
Ethics is what it's all about.
Okay.
Ethical people, I am so happy that I will have so many people come up to me and say, you said it. We don't need a legal agreement. I have your handshake, and that is all I need. I have always said, without integrity and ethics, you can never develop trust. And without trust, you can never develop people, because people aren't going to listen to what you say. They're going to watch what you do.
Exactly.
And a real entrepreneur and a real leader, they will follow your example, not your words, which is a perfect thing that words do not speak louder than actions. Actions speak louder than words.
No question about that. And I think that's pretty prevalent in today's society, and at least in the political realm, and certainly in a lot of even a lot of business realms. It's just shocking to see some of the people have no ethics that are running organizations.
We can read the paper, we can watch the news, and that's what we see.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many different definitions of leadership that they say it's the act of leading, or someone that thinks about the future. I once heard someone say that a manager spends 50% of his or her time thinking of the the past and the present, whereas a leader spends 50% of his or her time thinking about the present and the future.
Wow.
So a manager is following processes and procedures and systems that have been developed by leaders and are to be implemented. As small an operation as you have, even if you own a little heating and air conditioning business, your employees are going to follow you by what they see you do, how ethical you are, and on and on and on. So up to me, ethics means an awful lot, which is the reason in that book you have. The specific chapter which I wrote is Ethics Based Leadership. I once remember reading somewhere that Ronald Reagan had a plaque on his desk, and it said, "No telling how much can be accomplished if you don't care who gets the credit."
Yeah, I remember that quote.
And so entrepreneurs don't have to be the heroes. Yeah. Let your people receive the honors or the thank yous or the pat on the back.
Now, I'm going to kind of turn it around a little bit on you just for a minute, because you said something that was very poignant earlier, and it was, having an agreement on a handshake, because both people are ethical and they do what they, what they say they're going to do. But I've had attorneys on this show in certain segments that say, "Oh no, you got to have a partnership agreement, and you got to have a confidentiality agreement, you got to have a non-disclosure agreement, you got to do this, you got to do that." Do we? 1 minute left in this.
There are certain things. If it is success, if it isn't necessary as far as a business organization, business perpetuation, if you're entering into a buy-sell agreement,
sure,
if you're going to sign a lease on office space. But I'm speaking of, if we sit down and if I say, "I will have this in your hands by Wednesday at 1 o'clock, you can throw it out of your memory bank.
It'll be there.
Because it will be there. And those are the things I'm speaking of, real leadership and ethics.
Gotcha.
And on and on and on.
I'm with you. We only have a couple seconds left here. We're gonna come back after the break, and we're gonna talk more and more about the ethics and leadership. But I got a lot more questions for Nabi, and you want to say something real quick?
Yeah, let me say something.
Go ahead.
Well, it is difficult for me to say something real quick, but as a leader, if you say, "I want to be respected more than I want to be liked," many leaders want to be liked. I hope that everyone liked me, but I wanted them to respect me for the decisions I was making.
We'll be right back, folks.
It's Monday, August 5th. I'm Jim Miller with today's local news headlines. Burton woman ejected from the car, later died after a violent rollover crash Friday afternoon in Huntsburg Township. 37-year-old Jennifer McDougal driving with her 6-year-old daughter as a passenger on Pioneer Road at 2:20 p.m. when the car went off the right side and rolling 3 times before landing on its tires, and then McDougal ejected from that car. McDougal, not wearing a seatbelt, pronounced dead. The 6-year-old girl was secured correctly in a car seat. She suffered just minor scrapes and bruises. Thanks to a grant from the Department of Homeland Security, Lake County Bomb Squad will debut a new response vehicle this October. The squad, which covers Lake, Geauga, and Ashtabula counties, received $300,000 in funding through DHS Port Security Grant Program. Because the counties include a significant amount of Lake Erie shoreline, the agency qualified for grant consideration through the program. Project Hope for the Homeless. Officials continue to see a rising number of homeless children and families who seek emergency shelter in Lake County. Through June, the Painesville Township facility has provided shelter for 25 children from 10 families. Executive Director of Project Hope, Judy Burr, says over the last 4 years, the number of kids in emergency shelter in Lake County has risen 248%. Project Hope staff said a lack lack of funds is the biggest reason why families are homeless. The Families Moving Forward program in Concord Township provides a safe, family-friendly site from 1 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday when no other service providers are open. I'm Jim Miller, and today's local news headlines presented as a community news partnership with News-Herald.com at AM 1330 WELW.
This is Ray Samish for Pat O'Brien Chevrolet. We all know there are car dealers on every corner, and they all say they're the best. What you may not know is that WELW doesn't accept advertisers that we don't check out, and we don't retain advertisers who we receive complaints about. There are many WELW listeners who have become satisfied Pat O'Brien Chevrolet customers for new and used cars, service, and for the value, respect, and fair prices they receive. Please consider joining the Pat O'Brien Chevrolet family of satisfied customers. Thank you.
Off the main roads, an accident in Copley at South Medina Line Road. On the main roads, an accident 77 northbound at Grant. You are back into Pleasant Valley with only the left lane open. 40 eastbound slow the Jennings Freeway to Warrensville Center. 40 westbound slow Warrensville Center to 77. The Jennings Freeway northbound back in 480 to the 9490 split. 71 northbound slow Fulton to the Interbelt Bridge and 271 northbound back in Route 82 to Broadway Forbes. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com. I'm Elizabeth Rhodes with your Cleveland area traffic.
You've always been successful, and now you're a CEO, so you don't need any outside business advice, right? Wrong. In today's ever-changing, always challenging business world, you can no longer go it alone, and you don't have to. We're Vistage, a peer-to-peer advisory group that helps CEOs profitably navigate through today's choppy business waters. Vistage, better leadership plus better decisions equals better results. Don't hesitate, act now, and contact Frank Manning at Vistage.com. That's Frank Manning at V-I-S-T-A-G-E, Vistage.com.
Come out and celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Lake County YMCA Dream House, built by Enzico Homes in Mountainside Farms in Concord. Tour and maybe win this year's beautiful home or choose a $200,000 cash option. New this year, you'll also get a chance to win a brand new Chevy Cruze. Tours daily, noon to 8. Tickets are $15 each or just $13 a piece when you buy three or more. Learn more at lakecountyymca.org or call 440-354-5656.
The official Blues Brothers Review comes to town on August 16th at Kane Park. Join Jake and Elwood as they recreate songs of humor from the iconic film. This show will pick you up and get you laughing. Now on sale at Ticketmaster and Kane Park. Call 216-371-3000. That's 216-371-3000 for the official Blues Brothers Review at Kane Park in Cleveland Heights.
To quench your thirst, there's nothing like pure, cooling spring water. Sunrise Springs Water Company derives their water in the heart of Geauga County, but they're more than just water. From the same company you know for great water, they also provide water softener, salt, filters, and all water treatment services, including delivery, installation, and maintenance. Visit Sunrise Springs Water Company at sunrisespringswater.com or call 440-564-9743. Find them on Facebook and Twitter. Sunrise Springs Water Company, more than just water.
Of course you take pride in your home and in your lawn. Until dandelions pop up, the driveway needs edged, and the weeds drive you crazy. You can do it yourself, but you really don't have time. Let Ward's Lawn Care, with 27 years of experience in providing honest, dependable, professional landscaping services in our community, save you the work and hassle this summer. With Ward's, you can stop working and stop worrying. Call 440-942-1912. No work, no worries. Ward's.
The Darren Streblow Comet.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Entrepreneurs Club Radio with Kip Marlowe, your host. And we have Nobby Lewandowski here is our special guest today. CPA, sports fanatic, great pitcher in college, and entrepreneur, author, and keynote speaker, as a matter of fact. He keynote speaks and a great singer. One great singer. And he loves rock and roll, which we get along very well about. So this is good. Nobby, we got to talk more about leadership. And I would like to talk about something that you you have in front of you. And it's something that you had told me about a while ago when we met for a cup of coffee or something, and Bob Evans in some place, and you bought. That's why it was a great breakfast, because
yes.
I think you bought that day.
Yes, I remember that.
But you talked about the five phrases of an effective leader. Let's talk about that.
Many, many entrepreneurs think that they are the reason that you're successful. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a business executive, I don't care what it is. One of the things I like to say to them, if you are not living on the edge, you are taking up way too much room. So,
wait a minute. Say that again. That was good.
If you are not living on the edge, you are taking up too much room.
Wow.
Many people think that they have to do things the same way everyone else does, as compared with I'm not saying something really wacky. I'm just saying don't be afraid to experiment with things.
Gotcha.
Let's get back onto this here five phrases. But one thing I want to say, and hopefully we won't get shut off of the air, many people refer to an entrepreneur as their boss.
B-O-S-S. Oh, yeah.
Well, all I want you to remember, if you're looking in the mirror, a boss is a double SOB. So be a thought of as a leader or the head entrepreneur. And the five basic phrases of what I have seen being a CPA and experiencing entrepreneurship. And these here five phrases have five words, four words, three words, two words, and one word. And the first one is, you did a great job. How many of us as entrepreneurs let our people know when we feel that they have done a great job? Maybe they stayed 15 minutes extra or they took work home with them. Don't be afraid to acknowledge that versus them thinking, well, he or she don't appreciate this here extra effort.
Navi, I just want to mention something, if I may interject here.
Sure.
That and you talked about it before we went on the show today, and you talked about some of the lessons that you learned from your father. And I guess I can say this, even though this is a small business show, this is an entrepreneurship show, these phrases, or at least the first one, apply to being a parent.
Oh, absolutely.
As much as anything else.
A child, and I do this in one of my presentations, is a building self-confidence, elevating self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A child hears over 100,000 times before they are 18 the word no.
Really?
No,
okay.
Don't do this. No, 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 no.
Yes.
Versus using things as a learning. They maybe hear the word yes or it's okay 5,000.
I see.
Then we wonder, why all this negativism?
Sure.
Why do they think that way?
Sure.
Well, we, as their mothers and fathers, have helped make that happen.
Okay.
Second phrase is, what do you think? Just think when you were an employee, how you were elevated, that who you worked for asked you what you thought. We have these here people working out in the trenches all day, every day. Why not ask them, what do they think? And you can find out so much about your business as compared with just sitting there in an office telling people what they should do. I wrote an article which was published called Putting Your Firm through an annual checkup? How many of us put our companies through an annual checkup? Sure, we, as we get older, we have annual physicals. But there's a process that is effective putting your company through an annual physical. And then next, I was wrong. Admit it if you were wrong. They already know you made a mistake. They will respect you more if you admit that you were wrong. And don't forget to say, I don't know. I don't know. If used when appropriate, it will probably be used often.
May I ask something? Can I interject something to you, Nabi? Because I'd like to go back to two just for a minute, because I think that's so important. What do you think? And I did actually run a company for a while, for 20 years. And if I'd have used what do you think, rather than just answering questions all the time, it has saved me a lot of trouble. Because the people that worked with us were smarter than you. They're all smarter than you think they are.
Yeah, let me end there.
Okay, okay.
Second last word is thank you. Say thank you to the people who are helping you become successful and making things happen. And finally, we. We have successes as a company. I have failures as an individual. One really real good example. I was asked to be at a business for their annual presentation to an employee that worked in the warehouse. He had worked there for 50 years. He got a wristwatch and a plaque. He stood up to speak. He said, thank you. I have really enjoyed being here in this warehouse for 50 years. I have met so many wonderful people. Then he said something. I could not explain the faces of the people in the audience. He said, for 50 years, you have had the use of my body. If you just would have asked, you could have had the use of my mind.
Oh,
these people's mouth open. But this here, a business owner stood up and he said, thank you. This is going to make us a much better company. He hired me. I'm heading up his advisory board. And this here company in the last 6 years has grown astronomically because he now uses these five phrases and he knows what's your husband's name, what's your wife's name, where your kids are in school, and he's asking people, what do you think? And so that's what I refer to as the five phrases of a successful entrepreneur leader.
You know, Nabi, all it does is take the, not the onus off the leader, but it takes the ego away. It takes the, I guess I don't know how to explain myself, but it makes the leader a little bit more humble and more respectful to his employees and vice versa.
Yeah, and it creates a win-win atmosphere.
Yes, it does.
Versus what's in it for me as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
It's we all benefit.
We all benefit. Yeah.
But when I had my CPA firm, I will bet you 75 to 80% of those people, they were in there at 7:30 a.m., mm-hmm. even though we did not begin work until 8 mm-hmm. Because of a we atmosphere.
We'll be right back. This is Kip Marlowe on Entrepreneurs Club Radio. We'll catch you after the break.
So, you don't think cyber theft could affect your small business? Or you think your home-based business is too small to need liability insurance? Unfortunately, you are wrong. Without insurance, your small business could be liable for millions of dollars, and you could lose everything. Fortunately, Brian Torno of Strassman Insurance is our small business specialist. After 15 years of protecting businesses, he's seen about everything, and he knows how to keep costs affordable. Call Brian for a free consultation at 216-289-1500.
If you're a business owner preparing your own payroll personally or in-house, you're either wasting your time or your money. Yes, it really can be more economical to have someone else handle payroll for you, someone like Heartland Payroll Services. They're completely knowledgeable about the laws affecting payroll taxes and even the most recent changes, and everything is totally confidential. To find out how Heartland Payroll Services can help your company, call 1-877-729-2968 or visit their website at heartlandpayroll.com.
You won't want to miss the final show of the Summer Outdoor Concert Series at Prescott Downs Casino in Erie, PA.
Come on, man!
Chubby Checker and the Wildcats will have you twisted all night long on Friday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets are going fast, so reserve your seat today at TicketWeb.com. Visit us online for more details. Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, Friday, September 13th. Prescott Downs Casino, I-90, exit 27 in Erie, PA. Gambling problem? Call Aaron Gambler.
Attention contractors and business owners. Times are tough, and there's an affordable solution to help you. SOS. SOS, Storage on Site to the Rescue. They'll bring a secure unit to your work site so you can load whatever you want to store until you need it. Tools, equipment, supplies, records, and tax forms, excess inventory, all dry, safe, and secure. No worries, no hassles. SOS is your smart, affordable, and efficient solution. Call 1-800-976-4SOS or visit storageonsite.com.
The official Blues Brothers Review comes to town on August 16th at Kane Park. Join Jake and Elwood as they recreate songs and humor from the iconic film. This show will pick you up and get you laughing. Now on sale at Ticketmaster and Kane Park. Call 216-371-3000. That's 216-371-3000 for the official Blues Brothers Review at Kane Park in Cleveland Heights.
WELW conducts various contests that offer various prizes for its listeners. By participating in a contest, you are agreeing to be bound by the official contest rules. No purchase necessary. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents at least 18 years old and reside in the station's total survey area. Unless otherwise stated, only one entry per person and one prize per household for the contest within a 60-day period. Employees and immediate family members of contest sponsors, the station, or any of their affiliated companies are not eligible. Additional rules apply. For complete contest rules, visit the station during regular business hours or WELW.com.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-929-7079 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-929-7079 to learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-929-7079. 800-929-7079.
Baby, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kip Marlowe on Entrepreneurs Club Radio. We're with Nobby Lewandowski. That song was Teddy Bear, right, Alan? Is that Teddy Bear by Ricky Nelson?
Was that Elvis?
Well, why would I think it was Ricky Nelson? I don't understand. Was that the number one song?
Yes. There were two artists that never made it on Bandstand, Ricky Nelson and Elvis.
Okay. All right. This was really... Elvis was on. Elvis sang. This is a great song. These are really good. Alan, I appreciate you fixing these.
No charge.
Okay. No charge. Good. I don't have any money anyway, so don't worry about it. Nobby, we want to talk a little bit more, obviously, about entrepreneurship, but I also want to talk about your experience working with thousands of companies over the years. Are there any sayings that you've heard that you want to pass on? Are there your sayings?
Well, some of these are my sayings, and some of these I borrowed.
Borrowed.
You might say.
Okay.
One I really like is called Measuring Success by the Inch is a Cinch, by the Yard is a is hard. So be happy, relish these real small successes because they really are important. One of the other ones, I walk into some businesses where the phrase good morning is an oxymoron.
Okay, yes.
I once walked in and saying how are you today, and one person said, not bad for a Monday. Yes. I said to her, lady, do you realize that 1/7 of your life is going to be a Monday?
Yes.
Why would you write off a Monday? And so I have fun with that. Once I heard Famous Amos saying something which I hung on to: aging wrinkles the skin, lack of enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. Think about that. And I used to like to say, we hire great attitudes. And I made up an acronym for that: all the time, integrity, tenacity, understanding, determination, and enthusiasm. You show me an organization of people that have a real good attitude, are recognized for their work, and they can make anything happen. One of the other things, if you are going to be an effective entrepreneur or a leader, you must not only have vision and communication skills, but you must also have empathy, compassion, feelings, and understanding of your people.
Yes, yes.
Because people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. They will never forget how you made them feel.
That's interesting.
Make someone feel good, and boy, they will be on at your side as you are running your business.
That's really, in fact, I listened to a song today. Maybe Alan can help me with this song, but Make Someone Happy. And I can't remember who sang that, but
Something else that I'm sure.
Jimmy Durante sang that. I think it was Jimmy Durante saying, make someone happy.
Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
And you will be happy too.
Entrepreneurs already realize this, but life guarantees an opportunity, not success. You have to pay that price, because on the road to success, Kip, there are no shortcuts. And once people realize that and say, I have to pay the price to be successful, that is when good things happen. And let me end with this here, a final saying which I just live my life by. And if a whole lot of people did, I think this world would be better. It has 10 words, and every word has only 2 letters.
Whoa. Fire away. It's going to be easy for me to write this down.
If it is to be, it is up to me. We can't say we weren't successful because of someone else. Are we willing to pay that price and say, I am in control of my failures or my successes?
What's so interesting about that is entrepreneurs in many cases come up with ideas for companies. And sometimes friends, relatives, acquaintances say it'll never work. But if somebody says, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, and really believe that, then we'll all be a much better place. We had a guy on the radio show that's in the book that I just wrote called The Entrepreneur's Success and Sacrifice. And by the way, you can get it on our website. We're on Amazon.com. One of the guys said that his wife, he wanted to start this company, but he had no money. His name is Jason Kinsler. He had no money. And his wife, his brand new wife, Jasmine, said, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Yeah.
And he was by accident at the
in Las Vegas at the slot machines and made $4,000. Oh. And that was the seed money for his company. He immediately went to the telephone.
Yeah. One of the things I see with entrepreneurs often, they think they have all the answers versus surrounding yourself with the right people that make up for your inadequacies. And we all have inadequacies.
We do?
Well, almost all of us.
Navi, our time's up. Thank you so, so much for being here.
And thank you.
You've got to come back. It's been a ball. Thank you. It's been a hoot.
Thank you for having me here. This has been much more enjoyable. And so all you wives and husbands, when your spouse comes home, any way that they speak, you will think of them as a linguist.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Navi, for being here. Next week, our guest is Jack Nadell. Jack is part of our greatest generation and is a serial entrepreneur, and he's got 50 tips on how to run a company. I trust your business is strong. Trust us to make it stronger. See you next week.